the senior coach for the Crows, Don Pike.
It's been very enjoyable. I've been very fortunate coming into a playing group that's been really receptive, embraced me and embraced the ideas and how we're going to play. And yeah, we're looking forward to Saturday work, getting
Excellent.
Into it.
Just on that, is there anything that you've walked into that you thought you'd do easily or you'd think, well, that's going to be okay, that's come up and surprised you, or vice versa?
Sorry, I thought I'd do easily.
Yeah, well, easily.
No, it's probably there's a fair bit to do. That's what
wasn't
I worked
that
out
a word?
Quickly.
Wasn't that a word?
No.
Was it easily a word? Don looked at me as if it wasn't an English word.
I think
you obviously don't know.
I think you didn't expect it.
I was just trying to work out what I haven't found too much to be actually easy at this point, but there's a lot to do. So we're trying to get through the big ticket items. As I've said a number of times, we're trying to go fast and slow all at the same time. It's interesting to hear Ken talk about the players and about their capacity to take on board information and without confusing them. So we've tried to cover a lot of ground, but do it in a systematic way and roll out, you know, game plans and styles and structures and things like that, so the players are able to embrace it and learn it at the same time without getting sort of disappearing into the trees. So fast and slow all at the same time.
Everyone knows that one of the most important things the coach has to have is great relationships with his players. Have you enjoyed getting to know your 46 players?
Yeah, I have. It's been probably the first thing I did was contact, you know, all the players and met with them all individually and just found out their background as to, you know, who they are, where they're from, family, all those sorts of things. And the same with the coaches. And those relationships are building as we go. But they ultimately need to understand, you know, who I am and what I'm about, and I need to get to know who they are and what makes them tick, because, you know, unfortunately at times I'm going to be the bearer of bad news in terms of selection, but often that comes, or more than often that comes with, you know, some indication of areas they want to get better on. So the relationship's really important. It's important they feel, in whatever phase of their career they're at, they feel they've got support from me and they've got belief from me that they can be the player that they want to be.
Any weird cats in there?
There's a couple of guys in there. I mean, you've got 46 guys. I mean, you're going to get a couple, aren't you? It's just how the world rolls.
Got a favourite? Every coach has a favourite. Cornsey's favourite was brown nose here. Oh. Well, he was stud. He was there.
Sorry for doing everything right, Stephen.
He used to flick. Biggs likes anything for free. He would flick a Mars bar or a cherry ripe, and you'd do anything for that. Well, you're like a bloody seal with your mouth
just
open.
Talk to Don.
No, well, that's okay. But you have any favourites yet?
Oh, I haven't got any favourites yet. There's a few guys who laugh a bit loud at some of my jokes, but, you know, that's to be expected. If you want a game, you do those things, don't you?
Exactly. Total team footy. I know it's only a small sample, the three NABs. We've called all three of them. I'm super impressed with what I'm seeing today. Are you confident round one we'll see that total team footy?
Well, that's the plan, yeah. It's difficult, as Ken said, through the NAB challenge, because you've got differing quality of opposition. The first game against West Coast, they were pretty, you know, undermanned, and we gave them a bit of a toweling, to be honest, but that was some good signs there. Fremantle game was probably a more even contest, and they had a good side in, and we were missing a few, but I saw some signs there of things being working on. And then last weekend was a really tough contested game against Gold Coast, who really priding themselves on that pressure around the ball. And look, again, there's things to work on. So it's really hard at the end of the pre-season. You're sort of sitting there going, we've covered this, we've covered that, I've seen this, I'm liking that. But really just looking forward to round one and testing ourselves against true opposition for 4 points. And that's the exciting part.
They say the last 12 premiers come from the team that kicks over 100 points and can keep the opposition under 78. The Crows only need to improve, I think, their defence by 2 goals a game, and they're in that quartile. So I've got you.
Just easy, mate. We'll just do that. All right, 2 goals. Done. Where do you want them to come from? We'll stop two. One from centre bounce and one from somewhere in the back half.
I'm glass half full, and I've got to cater for the old wet blanket here. So,
but
in simplistic terms.
Correct. That's what the stats say. And coming into the footy club, clearly one of our strengths is our attacking capacity and our scoring, which we did last year. And the area we want to tighten up on is our defence. And I've said that since day one, and we've been working on it. Pleasingly, I think through the NAB challenge, last week we conceded 84, 69 and 50-odd. So we're making some progress. But again, the real tests are coming. You know, as you mentioned, we've got a tough start to the year, which is great. That's what we're up for, because if you want to be the best, you've got to take on the best, and that's the challenge point for us we're facing. And we'll find out whether that improvement we've made will stand up, you know, for 4 points.
just to counter your keeping it under 78 points, Crows averaged 118 points against in their last two finals last year. So that's the challenge there, Don. Just to keep Stephen honest, because it does. If you say it quick, it does sound easy. Just keep.
But
it
they did win one of those finals, didn't they?
Yeah. I'm just saying, the defence. Yeah. Good work.
Just one, fantastic comeback, Don.
For the people who for the people who may not know a whole lot about you and hearing you, for the first time, tell us about your journey towards being a coach in terms of having quite done it the same way as everyone else. What was it that in the last couple of years at West Coast that I guess sparked that desire to want to be a senior coach after, not being involved in footy for as long as some assistants?
Yeah, well, as you said, Bix, I had a slightly different background. I've sort of been coached for a few years. I've been in business for a number of years. I was on the board of West Coast for 4 years, which is interesting because I basically was on the board when we hired John Worsfold and interviewed Neil Craig for that job, and then 4 years later I left the board to work with Neil. So I've had a different sort of build into senior coaching. I guess probably 3 or 4 years ago, and I've always been involved in footy and around footy for pretty much 40 years. Every winter it's involved footy. About 4 years ago, business was good. Business is exciting, but nothing gives you the buzz that you get out of being involved in footy and working with young people who are driven, want to be professional athletes and be as good as they can be. And I was fortunate to be given an opportunity back at West Coast, through when Adam Simpson took on. He took a bit of a leap of faith in me, given I'd been out for a little while. But I was able to come in, and that really whet the appetite once I got back in there. So I went back in with a view where it's going to lead me, to find out probably once and for all, is this something I want to do and I'm driven to do? And the answer to that question was yes, and so here I am.
And the gap, when last year you went from ninth, finished outside the eight at West Coast, jumped up and played in a grand final, so I guess you've got an understanding that education and improvement can happen quickly. Is that, it's a stupid question, I guess you're hoping to do that, jump, make that similar spots. If you do that, then correct the eight spots. You only need to go up six spots, really, to be able to have a real crack at this.
Yeah, well, what that shows, the West Coast group was at a really interesting point. The previous year, they'd finished ninth and not beaten a side in the eight. And so there was a lack of real belief about whether they were good enough. It was probably, unfortunately for Ken, it was probably the night we beat Port. I say we, but West Coast beat Port over here. That was probably the first time the group probably really felt that they'd pushed over a genuine contender for a couple of years. And then it sort of built from itself. So confidence and belief are important things. And at West Coast last year, they were able to build that. And from there, there's no real limits. And that's where we got the challenge of the draw at the start. But I relish that because I think that gives you the opportunity to find out our guys, to really find out, A, whether our game plan stands up, B, whether we're going to make that progression and that improvement we need to. And that's the beauty of being in the industry we're in.
Has your golf suffered yet?
Yes, it has.
What are you off now?
I'm still off scratch, but I don't play to it because I don't get a chance to play much. But no, I enjoy my golf. I love playing. I've been playing since I was about 10 because my brother got really keen when I was about 10 and I picked up a club. And when I finished playing footy, I put more time into it, and it's one of those, I just find it a great game. You know, you can play against anyone, any handicap. Course is always different. Yeah. It's fantastic. I don't get out there much.
I'm a fisherman. I ended up chucking my clubs. Drummond Golf here, by the way, they were great sticks. Drummond Golf, they're the boys, huh? The Drummond Golf team, boy, oh boy, wow, wee, will they look after you. Is anybody else here off scratch? That's a talent, isn't it?
Well, what you need to do, Don, is Adam Scott is one of the Crows ambassadors. Maybe see if you can hook up with him. That'd be a nice little thing to do. Have a round of golf.
I didn't realise that. I'll make sure someone gets in touch with him. But I'm probably going to be a bit busy for the next 6 months, I reckon.
Yeah. November next year.
Hands up, the fisherman. Oh, Nige. Have you picked your 22 for round one?
No, not yet.
How many spots are up for grabs?
Probably in reality, two or three.
And how do they press their claims on the training track?
We've got a session on Friday. Okay. We'll do a bit of work on Friday with guys and probably get a final look. I say two or three, but, look, there's some pretty strong idea in my head as to the sort of side I want to go. But, you know, obviously I've got a match committee discussion, and it's always interesting at match committee because as much as I have the final say, certainly the line coaches have an important input into who they see playing, because they work closely with the guys and they know the dynamics of the group and what they bring. And sometimes you'll get a player which, this will sound strange, but he might not be in your best 22, but he's important to, in terms of your best 22 quality players, but he's important to how you want to play or roles within your side. Yeah. So there's a few guys who are probably in that sort of position at the moment.
And your philosophy, the couple of guys who didn't play in the AFL and played in the SANFL, Atkins and Crouch, happy for them to come straight into the side on the back of, well, Crouch in particular, not playing in the AFL trials?
Yeah, look, Crouchy, it was really pleasing for both those guys. You know, obviously the events of last week have been well documented, but it was pleasing for both of them to, they accepted it, they copped it on the chin, and they came out and they performed, which is what we're after. Neither of them sort of got the sads on and went in and played poorly. They both put their best foot forward, which is what we wanted, and they put themselves right in the mix for round one. So, no, we won't be holding that against them.
When did you find out about that, about Crouchy and Atkins?
I first became aware of it on, I mean, it's a timeline, it would have been probably on Wednesday evening, and then we caught up with those guys later on Thursday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look, it's disappointing. I mean, as Ken said, these things are always disappointing. Disappointing for the two of them because, you know, Rat has had a fantastic pre-season and really acquitted himself well and played some good footy, and Brad was just returning from, you know, he's had his foot, but then he had a few issues with his adductor as well. So, just disappointing for both of them. That's really the message I gave him.
Okay, let's do it. You can grunt, you can moan, you can yes, you can no. I mean, bloody Ken. Gave us 3/5 of nothing, Ken. Oh, Kenny's going to do it. All right. No, that's fair enough. No, come on, Kenny. Walker, Betts, Lynch, Jenkins, Atkins, and there's an admittee down there, Lyons, Jared Lyons.
Close.
Back six. Oh, we got a nod. Donnie gave us a nod. Your back six. Talia, Lever, Cheney, B. Smith, Brown and Laird. I think that's...
really close.
Double thumbs up. The midfield six, obviously Jacobs in ruck. Thompson, Sloan, Douglas, Seedsman and M. Crouch.
I'll leave that to Don.
Don?
Come on, Ken, you're in for a penny.
Oh, good call.
A little off.
Okay.
A little off.
And then on the bench, VB, D-Mac, Millerer and B. Crouch. I've got Millerer in for a first game.
I'd play Millerer.
You play Millerer.
I wouldn't hesitate.
And what about...
I've got a young player here, Ollie Wines. He played every game in his first year. Millerer's the same, I reckon. Good luck.
Don?
All right, Ken.
That was Ken Hinckley.
Yeah, good
start.
Thanks, Ken.
Hey, Ken Hinckley. What a start. Millerer. Come on, give me... give me something.
Ken's coming to match committee next week.
Done.
I don't know what we've got to pay him, but we'll get him across. He can help out.
Don, welcome to Adelaide, mate. Thanks for coming on board. Thanks for coming to our season launch. We wish you all the best, all sincerely. And to Ken as well. Put your hands together, Ken and Donnie Pike. Good on you.